So just find yourself a way of sitting so you're upright, so there's a sense of being alert, but also as relaxed and at ease as possible. And as you come into stillness, take some moments to really let your senses be wide awake. It's kind of an alert stillness that is aware of the sounds in the room. Listening. An awakeness that senses the experience of your body, of the sensations of the moment. Be mindful of whatever mood you might have come in with. So if there's any emotion that's predominant. Without any judgment, just to notice how it is right now. And with this inner listening, to sense what brings you here, what your aspiration or intention is for the evening. So as you're listening, just to connect with the sincerity that brings you here. It's a kind of innocence that really senses what matters. We'll chant as we do each week, and just to say that the mantra Om, which is the sound current of connectedness, the bead syllable, the core syllable is ah, which is the sound of the heart, the expression of the heart. So we're going to chant tonight the simple sound current of ah, and as after you've chanted out and spent your breath, so to speak, just breathe in and start again. So it's a continuous sound current that we create together. And feel free if you'd like to have your voice harmonize with other voices, and I'll let you know when to stop. So let's inhale together. Namaste. So it's continuing in this stillness and letting your attention scan through the body so you can notice if there's areas of habitual tightness. You notice any clenching, any tension, just to bring the awareness there, a soft attention, and see if there can be a natural letting go, an untangling of tangles. It's helpful to soften the area around the eyes. Let the jaw be relaxed. Slight smile at the mouth. You might feel the inside of the mouth smiling. Feel the shoulders from the inside and see if there can be a letting go there, a kind of melting of ice to water. Can you feel that? Ice to water. And then water to vapor, letting go. Let the hands rest in a very easy, effortless way. And then just soften the hands. Feel the aliveness inside the hands. Let there be an openness to the chest. And see if you can soften the belly. So letting this next in-breath be received in a softening belly. This breath. And this one. And again. And again. So that the eyes are soft, there's a slight smile, shoulders relaxed and down, back and down, hands soft, belly soft. Let the awareness scan down through the legs to the feet, and just feel the contact of the feet with the floor, or how your legs are crossed if you're sitting on the floor. And feel the aliveness in the feet. And then widening the attention in a very full way, so you're including the entire body now in your awareness. A global sense of the sensations that are here. Just letting everything happen. Aware in this field of sensation of the movement of the breath. Resting the attention gently and carefully on the inflow and outflow of the breath. As if you could relax as the breath comes in, opening to receive the breath. Very intimate with the actual sensations. Perhaps at the nose, the inflow, outflow there. Maybe the rising, falling sensations at the chest or belly. Letting this movement of the breath be in the foreground. Still aware of the sensations through the whole body. The background of sound. In this way, we let the breath be a kind of home base, getting familiar with that sense of here-ness, right here. connected and sensitive and careful as the breath comes in, the attention right on the breath. Same careful attention as the breath goes out. Letting yourself be breathed so that you receive the sensations of the breath. As if you're listening to and feeling the breath. When the breath is coming in, knowing that it's coming in. And when the breath is going out, mindful that it's going out. Quite naturally, the mind will drift from presence. And the practice is not to keep the mind on the breath, but rather just to be aware when we can that we've left presence. And without any judgment, rather with a quality of interest and care, to pause and reawaken. You might listen for a moment if you've just come out of thought and sense the sounds that are actually right here. You can subtly release tension again in the body as you arrive in your body. Softening the shoulders, the hands, the belly. You can relax the heart. And if you find it helpful to have the breath as a home base, to then gently arrive, resting the attention in the next in-breath or out-breath, rising breath or falling breath. If some strong experience arises and calls to you, strong sensations in other parts of the body, fear, sadness, excitement, strong sound, then to include what is arising right in the center of your attention. Perhaps breathing with the experience. Without any judgment, noticing what it's like in a very immediate way, noticing how it changes. Letting experiences come and go. And if nothing strong is calling your attention, just resting with the inflow and outflow of the breath. As a kind of home base, knowing that you're here, right here. can begin fresh in any moment, just to notice what's happening. And be aware of your relationship to what's happening. Bringing some interest, some care. And just gently relaxing back into the moment if the mind's been distracted. As you pay attention to your moment-to-moment experience, you might notice the thoughts that come and go, the changing symphony of sound. The moving of sensations arising, passing away. The changing experience of the breath. Sensing this all in the foreground, and see if you can sense in the background that alert inner stillness that's aware. Sensing your own presence. And resting in that openness and receptivity. And that wholeness of being.